What if a camera could predict disasters instead of preserving memories? In the eerie town of Pitt's Landing, Greg Banks and his friends discover exactly that when they break into the abandoned Kaufman House one summer day. Hidden in the basement is an odd-looking camera that seems innocent enough until they start using it. Each photo reveals something horrifying that later comes true. Greg's father's car appears wrecked before the accident happens. His friend Bird is shown unconscious before falling. And most disturbingly, a picture of his friend Shari shows her literally vanishing into thin air. When Greg tries to share this supernatural experience in an English class presentation, his teacher, Sourball Sour, dismisses it as fiction and gives him an F. Now Greg faces a terrible choice. Retrieve the dangerous camera to prove his story and save his summer vacation plans, or leave the evil device buried where it belongs. The camera's previous manifestations have already caused enough trauma. Is a passing grade worth unleashing more disaster? Greg's dilemma intensifies at lunch when loyal friends offer to back his story, knowing it won't sway Mr. Sour. Class bullies Brian and Donnie taunt him with, "Say cheese and die." The stakes are clear. Without improving his English grade, Greg faces a summer alone in Pitt's Landing while friends vacation elsewhere. Though Michael suggests borrowing a camera from Greg's brother's store, Greg fixates on retrieving the cursed camera. Isn't that what we all do sometimes? Choose the dangerous path despite knowing better? That evening, as his family discusses his cousins in Yosemite who want him to visit, contingent on good grades, Greg makes his decision. After his parents leave to visit a sick relative, he bikes to the Kaufman House under darkness. The familiar journey feels transformed at night. Ordinary streets become menacing, and the small wooded area he passes daily now looms with sinister shadows. At his destination, Greg discovers the house has been demolished. Only a deep square pit remains. Just as disappointment settles over him, a voice cuts through the darkness. "Caught you! You're not going anywhere!" The voice belongs to John, a boy Greg's age whose family bought the property. After a confrontation, John helps Greg search through a dumpster for the basement items. Beneath a dead raccoon, foreshadowing the camera's connection to death, Greg finds the camera. While arguing over it, Greg accidentally takes John's picture. The photo shows John with a nail through his foot, which John dismisses until moments later when his scream confirms the prediction. John's father rushes him to the hospital while Greg remains behind, guilty yet determined to show this evidence to Mr. Sarr. The next morning, Greg's friend Shari tries stopping him from taking that evil thing to school. During their struggle, the camera accidentally captures her in a negative image. Shari then photographs Greg, showing him the size of a bear. Disturbed but dismissive, Greg pockets the photo, unaware that this prediction, like all others, will soon manifest. Greg guards the camera in his locker all day, planning his presentation to Mr. Sour. When English class arrives, his teacher is absent. After dodging bullies, Greg walks home feeling unusually tired and achy. His backpack feels tight, and when he mounts his bicycle, both tires burst, seemingly unable to bear his weight. The next morning, Greg discovers his pajamas too small, buttons popping as his body expands. His face appears puffier and shoulders broader in the mirror. His mother dismisses his concerns, suggesting he simply needs larger pajamas. At school, Mr. Sour notices Greg's growth, but gives him only a minute to present. By then, Greg has grown so large he's wedged into his desk. After freeing himself, Greg approaches with the camera and John's photo as evidence. Mr. Sour laughs, dismissing the injury photo as a prop and giving Greg an F for his fake report. In the hallway, Greg meets Shari, who reveals she's been shrinking while he grows, both transforming according to their photos. The camera manifests their deepest fears. Greg fears becoming a spectacle, Shari fears becoming insignificant. Greg's transformation accelerates rapidly, nearly tripling in size by evening. His parents, believing it's an allergic reaction, force him to attend school in his father's running suit, which barely contains his enlarged body. At school, most students tactfully ignore his condition, except for Mr. Sarr, who makes cruel jokes. In the nurse's office, Greg discovers Shari has shrunk dramatically. They confirm their suspicion. The camera's photos are causing their transformations. Greg's father takes him to a doctor, who remains baffled despite running tests. Later, Greg calls Shari, whose voice has become tiny and weak. Before visiting her, he encounters John, the camera's previous owner, searching for it. At Shari's house, Greg is shocked by how diminutive she's become. In desperation, they take new pictures of themselves, hoping to restore normalcy. When Shari photographs Greg, the new picture shows him with reptilian skin, which immediately begins appearing on his actual body. Each attempt to fix their problem only worsens their predicament. Shari suggests tearing up the photos, but Greg fears they might disappear completely. Inspiration strikes. What if they reverse the photos, making a positive from Shari's negative and vice versa? They convince Greg's brother Terry at the photo store to help them. After an anxious 30-minute wait, Terry delivers the reversed prints. Standing outside, staring at them produces no change, leaving them despairing as more skin peels from Greg's forehead. The next morning brings a miracle. Greg wakes up and tries to pull his huge body from bed, only to go flying across the room. The mirror reveals he's completely normal again. His parents rush in, shocked to see Greg's transformation, dismissing it as food poisoning or an allergic reaction, once again ignoring any supernatural possibility. Greg hurries to Shari's house, finding her also restored. After celebrating, Greg suddenly announces he needs to retrieve something from his room, the camera. Despite Shari's protests, he reveals his plan for revenge against Mr. Sauer, the teacher who humiliated him. Ignoring Shari's pleas, Greg brings the evil camera to school to take revenge on Mr. Sauer. When the teacher notices Greg, he raises the camera, announcing he'll prove it's evil. But Mr. Sauer grabs it instead, forcing Greg and the entire class into a photo despite Greg's protests. When Mr. Sauer smugly asks what will happen now, Greg nervously responds, "We'll see." What terrible fate awaits the class? Will they disappear, transform, or meet with accidents? The ending leaves us in suspense, imagining the consequences of Mr. Sauer's reckless action. This is the power of horror stories. They linger in our minds long after reading. Say Cheese and Die transforms an everyday object into something terrifying, playing on universal fears, not being believed by adults, losing control of your body, and peer humiliation. The next time someone says cheese, you might hesitate, wondering what that innocent snapshot might reveal about your future.